This is the Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Mike Tenora is out of the office today. No worries. Drew Lerner left us this update of the weather forecast.
Most of the Midwest is preparing for colder air to seep into the region over the next 2 days. We're expecting to see a little bit of rain and some snow to precede the coldest air, at least in the eastern and northern portions of the region. Most of that precipitation will begin today as some erratic precipitation across the northernmost portions of the Midwest. There will be precipitation that will increase as we go through the afternoon across the upper portions of the region from eastern portions of Minnesota through Wisconsin and over to Michigan. Eventually, some showers will pop up in Illinois and Indiana and portions of Ohio and Kentucky. A lot of that precipitation will occur this evening and continuing overnight. The precipitation will likely continue tomorrow across the eastern Midwest from Michigan through Ohio and parts of Indiana to Kentucky. The precipitation is expected to be mostly light, but it will work its way up to about 35 hundredths of an inch with a few local totals, maybe up to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch. The precipitation will occur as both rain and snow, and there may be some accumulation of snowfall in a few pockets across the region, most likely in Michigan, but it is not out of the realm of possibilities in a few other locations. Most of the snow that does accumulate will be on grassy areas and will not last for very long. And then as we move into the afternoon on Friday, a lot of the precipitation will end, but there will still be some showers still lingering in the easternmost portions of the region, and that is likely to take place as we go from late on Sunday evening into Monday morning. The snow that occurs in those areas at that time will possibly accumulate, and we'll watch real closely to see how significant that may or may not be. A cold surface high pressure center will be responsible for all of the change in weather across the Midwest. The surface high will be over the eastern Dakotas as we get to dawn on Friday morning. In fact, it'll be so cold in the northwestern Corn Belt that we'll see many low temperatures in the teens and the 20s across that particular region. The Dakotas, Minnesota, and parts of Iowa will be coldest tomorrow morning. As we move into Saturday morning, the surface high pressure center will likely relocate to the heart of the Midwest over Missouri and parts of Illinois. That will be the coldest morning for many areas, and we'll look for the low temperatures in the 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest. We'll actually see some 30-degree temperatures settle into parts of the interior southeastern United States as well. That will probably be most significant on Sunday morning. There won't be any hard freezes in any place further south than northern Georgia, but still it'll be a very cold air mass. As we move on out beyond this period, there will be a southerly wind returning to the western portions of the Corn Belt and the Plains. This wind will likely be most noted on Friday afternoon going into Saturday. The wind speeds will be strong, and the returning warm air will quickly throw temperatures back up to a warmer than normal range. We'll expect the warmth to work its way back across the Midwest as we move on into the early part of next week, setting the stage for our next frontal system and our next precipitation potential, which will occur from Kansas to parts of Wisconsin and Illinois as we get into Monday. The temperatures over these next few days will definitely be cooling down, as I made note. The afternoon highs tomorrow will only be in the 30s and 40s in the northern parts of the Midwest and 40s to lower 50s in the south. It will stay very cool with highs in the 40s on Saturday and then returning to maybe some 50 and 60 degree readings by the early part of next week.
Our thanks to Drew Lerner. I'm Todd Gleason.